Have you got anything, did you have anything on your land, like a place where you get water or something like smaller than a river on your land?
Yeah, there's little creeks, ravines. Up in the hills, we have a lot of little old places fed by springs. And up by Mariana, there's a big lake up there that there was a little old creek run through there by, called Bear Creek, fed by springs. And they built a dam across there and made a big lake. It's a fine fishing place. And then right down here, we got one done the same way on Storm Creek. Made Storm Lake out of it. It's a fine fishing place. Beautiful lakes.
Well, they have
Langdale
River and St. Francis River, too.
Yeah. St. Francis River empties into Mississippi just above Helena up there.
Yeah.
And Langdale empties into it up above Phillips Bayou, up yonder Jeffersonville.
Bayou? What's a bayou?
That's the name of the little old settlement up there.
I see. You know what a bayou is?
Yeah. It's a little old dead stream that don't have any current much to it.
I see.
Like an old river. There's lots of them down the Rio Grande Valley.
Now, what would you call a place where maybe a river came, where two places came together to form a river or something bigger?
That's the mouth of one river.
Mouth of a river?
The smallest river, it's the mouth of it, it empties into the larger one.
I see. What about something smaller than a river, just a little creek, a couple of creeks come together, just call that a prong or a fork?
Yeah, fork.
Fork of a couple of creeks.
If there's one like smart larger than the other one, they call one branch a tributary to the other one, to the large one.
Oh, you ever heard of a branch? What's a branch? You know what that is?
A branch, yeah, that's just a little old flat stream.
I see.
And it don't have much force to it. It don't run swift like a creek. Doesn't carry much water.
Spring runs fast.
Yeah. Spring mostly handles spring water rains.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to have some coffee? Go ahead, you. Yeah. I just thought you might like some coffee.
How do you, by the way, how did you prepare coffee? How do you used to, tell me how you used to get it.
And you used to buy it in a bag.
What kind of bag?
Paper bag.
Well, you buy it
and
bury it.
And it was in grains.
Mm-hmm.
You had a little old mill you stick between your knees and you sit there and crank your coffee, grind your coffee with that crank.
Mm-hmm.
And pour it in your pot. And there wasn't no percolators. Yeah. It was just a pot. You just pour your water in that, coffee in that water in that pot. And boil it.
So that's how you prepared your coffee?
Yeah.
How do you like your coffee?
I like it best right here in this coffee maker my daughter's in.
No, do you like it? Do you like it with anything? Do you like it
strong or
with anything
weak
in it?
Is that what you mean?
You like it with anything in it?
Yeah, I like milk in it. Canned cream.
Do you have
a coffee mate? I don't buy that cream. We buy Carnation canned milk, and that's what I like in my coffee best.
Do you take your coffee with sugar?
No sugar. I can't drink with sugar in it.
You like it without sugar?
Yeah. Better. I can't. I have drank coffee down at Habby's, when they made it so rough and strong, I had to put a little tiny bit of sugar in it to kill that awful taste to drink it.
But mostly you like it.
I'd rather have without any sugar.
Well, you know what? I was down in Louisiana last summer, and the Cajuns drink strong coffee.
Yes, they do.
In fact, they say it's so strong that if the spoon don't stand up in it, it ain't good coffee.
Yeah, that's right. You stick a spoon in it and it'll stand up. That's about right.
It's got that chicory in it.
Yeah.
That's what they have. Yeah. So that's how coffee used to come.
They drink it too. They don't fool around with it.
2-3 cups of it.
Yeah. Over in Italy and